Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jay.
I want to get to this Bronco player. How did they keep this under wraps for 8 days?
I know.
Is that crazy?
It is crazy. Yes.
Yeah. It's suspicious.
In case you don't know, there's a Bronco player that was, he was leaving Shotgun Willie's, which appropriately named because he got shot.
Yeah.
Seems to happen a lot with strip clubs, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, the name, I would have thought of that, like, maybe we shouldn't call it Shotgun Willie's, right? Yeah. Because it might happen.
Yeah. They had a shooting inside that place at one time.
Oh, yeah, they got sued really bad.
Yeah, really bad.
Yeah.
But this thing occurred a week ago tonight, okay? And they kept this under wraps for an entire week. I don't know how they did it. A guy gets shot in the back of the head, and he's like,
Three people got shot. Yeah.
I didn't even hear of a shooting.
No, neither did I.
I think because it happens so much now in Denver, we don't even pay attention. I mean,
maybe.
So
you've got a wide receiver for the Denver Broncos where, you know, into the season, everybody's eyes are on the Broncos. This thing occurs and nobody even knows about it.
Well, maybe because he's been on injured reserve.
I don't know what he is.
Yeah, I think he's a rookie that started out and then he broke his finger. So I don't think a lot of people know his name.
Yeah. Now, he's going to be okay, right?
Yeah.
All right. So here's the story.
It started early Friday morning, hours after the Broncos beat the Saints. Reynolds didn't make that trip to New Orleans. He's out with a broken finger. Court documents obtained by 9 News Investigates show he and two friends went to the strip club Shotgun Willie's in Glendale. They were there for a couple of hours, then left in Reynolds' Ford Bronco. People in multiple vehicles followed them. It's not clear why. On I-25 near Colorado, someone started firing at Reynolds and his friends. Reynolds sped off, but the people pursuing him continued to follow the Bronco and kept shooting. Reynolds suffered arm and head wounds that the team described as minor. The two friends with him were also injured. Denver police arrested Luis Mendoza and Burr Charlesworth on suspicion of attempted murder. Neither has been charged.
Maybe they lost a lot of money on that game or something.
Well, it's 3 a.m. They would have been angry before that.
And what does your dad always tell you?
Nothing good happens
after midnight.
Yeah, right.
You're going to go to a strip club, go at 3 p.m, folks.
Yeah,
that's how you do it.
I wonder why they were following him. That is weird. Somebody didn't pay somebody.
Who was
that? Yeah, went wrong.
We had a Denver Bronco player that was actually killed, but almost the same thing, where they were following them and went after them and tracked them down on the highway and shot them.
I don't know.
It was a few years back. I can't remember exactly who it was. But man, oh man, what a scene. It just baffled me yesterday when I saw the story. Because I thought when I saw the story yesterday, I thought it just occurred.
Yeah.
I thought, we've got a shooting. But then it turned out it was a week earlier.
I agree with you. It seems like if it's a Bronco player, we'd know instantly, but we had no clue.
I guess. And that report there says that it was their team investigation. So they had to dig for this thing.
Oh, I don't know.
That's what Night News says. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.